We're, first of all, still focused on trying to figure out a way to get an adequate safety net in place to bridge where we are now until we get to the new farm bill to try to provide some more stability to the cotton industry as we continue to deal with low prices, high input costs, and those challenges that growers face from a profitability standpoint. In addition to the cottonseed effort, which has been ongoing now for about a year and continues to be a high level of focus as we move into 2017, we're also focusing on the importance of trade and export markets for cotton and making sure the new administration and their advisors understand that so that we can maintain access to those key export markets for our products. And then thirdly, trying to focus on regulatory challenges and hopeful that we have an opportunity now with the new administration to try to turn back some of those most problematic regulations that had been put in place in the last few years.
You all are doing everything you can to stay on top of each and every issue that affects them, aren't you?
We are trying our best to make sure we are on top of these issues. We know there are so many things that are coming at growers today that they're having to deal with, and anything we can do to try to lessen some of these regulatory burdens, improve the outlook for profitability, find and open new export markets to try to improve cotton prices, all of those things are on our agenda. And add to that, every 2 years with a new Congress coming in, a lot of new members and new staff, so it's a continual education effort as well to make sure those new representatives and their staff have a good understanding and appreciation of the cotton industry and the challenges that our members face.